When it comes to mortgages, the industry estimates there are going to be 1 million home foreclosures by the end of this year. Now, it's hard to understand a million stories, easier to get one. So here it is. Erwin and Inger Young, just barely hanging on to their house. This story from New Hampshire Public Radio's Dan Gornstein.
Erwin and Inger Young live in an 1876 New England farmhouse in Sandwich. In some ways, it's their dream home. It's near Erwin's job, where he makes about $50,000 a year managing a restaurant. Inger loves the spot. Beautiful views, space, a short walk to a perfect swimming hole on the cold river. When they bought it in 2002, they knew it would need some serious work. 6 years later, it still does. Insulation is exposed. The downstairs bathroom is missing a wall. When you look up in the kitchen, where the ceiling ought to be, you see the bottom of the Young's bathtub. In the spring of 2007, after 5 years of endless home repairs, Erwin says they just couldn't keep up with the expenses anymore.
March is when I started falling behind. Bills kept coming, you know, that she's telling me I have to pay this, and I made the same amount of money, but there were so many things going wrong, so by May, everything was in a turmoil.
The couple was arguing all the time.
So I don't know how it happens to married people. We got in one of those ruts where we could point out all the problems, but we couldn't come up with any solutions.
Erwin moved out. He found a place for $140 a week. But already tight on cash, the family couldn't afford that and their mortgage payment. By June, they were facing foreclosure. One day that month, Inger got a phone call.
She introduced herself as Yvette. She said she was from Houston Finance. We've helped a lot of people stay in their houses that are in your position.
Attorney Sarah Mattson, who's representing the Youngs, says groups like Houston Finance and Leasing are known as home mortgage rescuers.
The language that they use is, we can help you stay here in your home. We can help you save your house. We can help you stop this foreclosure. That's how they approach people.
And we start talking about this. Wait a minute, we're going to lose everything we have.
Right.
If we don't...
She's come home.
If we don't come around.
Save the house.
We've got to smarten up. Stop it. You know, you got to stop giving those people money for rent and get yourself home and take care of business. So we get back together, and we made two payments to Countrywide.
That move temporarily staved off the foreclosure. The Youngs say Houston, meanwhile, was telling them it could buy the mortgage from Countrywide for $88,000. That way, the Youngs could cut their mortgage almost in half. Erwin saw this as an opportunity to save the house and a real chance to get ahead.
Countrywide accepted the short sale for $88,000. And I was all happy because I told her payments are going to go down.
I was so happy and proud. We fixed this. We came through it again. One more time.
In October, the Youngs drove down to Houston's office in Manchester. The family made a day of it, bringing their two youngest sons along to celebrate. Attorney Sarah Mattson.
The Youngs' understanding is that Houston Finance is a lender or investor of sorts that's going to take over their mortgage, and the Youngs are going to make payments directly to Houston until they're able to refinance. That's what they think is going to happen.
But as soon as the Youngs walked in, something felt wrong. Yvette, the woman they had been talking to all these months, was waiting for them.
She said there's a glitch. She called it a glitch that we just found out about. You know, you're just going to have to lease it temporarily.
It's a classic bait and switch.
That's Elliot Berry, the Youngs' other attorney.
The Youngs get no cash out of the proceeding whatsoever. They get their mortgage settled out with Countrywide and given a lease and option to repurchase.
Inger knew this was not the deal.
I kept telling myself it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And she could see that I was getting upset. And she, instead of trying to make it better, she made it worse. She said, if you don't sign them, they're going to foreclose.
Take it or leave it. If you don't do it, it's game over. House is foreclosed upon.
Inger couldn't imagine packing up their stuff in 2 days. She couldn't imagine leaving her home. Erwin had already signed the papers. So with Yvette's assurances, she went ahead.
The paperwork's going to come through. You're going to have your mortgage and everything's going to be fine.
Inger wasn't convinced. There was no celebrating on the ride home.
And after that, I called them constantly, this event, constantly. Where's the paperwork? I wrote them letters.
Houston Finance and Leasing didn't respond to requests for comment. 30 days went by, 60 days went by. Finally, after 90 days, the Youngs went and checked. Their name was no longer on the deed. The property had been sold to a third party. And now, a new bank holds a new mortgage on the house the Youngs still live in.
We have no way of knowing what's going on with that loan. if it's getting paid, if it's behind, if it's going to have a foreclosure auction tomorrow. If that loan doesn't get paid, they're going to want this house.
Every day, I'm afraid that I'll come home and find something on the door, you know? I try not to think about that. I try to have faith in God. This is wrong, and that justice will be done. What else can we do? We can't just leave. We have to try to fight for what's right.
What eats at Inger almost as much as being swindled out of the deed to her home is being deceived so completely by the woman she knew as Yvette.
Don't you worry. You're going to stay right there. Don't worry. Don't go ahead, plant your gardens. Do what you've got to do. And she lied. She just lied. They never intended for us to keep our home.
But attorney Elliot Berry says there may be a way for them to keep their home.
None of the disclosures, including the all-important right to rescind the sale, were provided in that means that the Youngs to this day may very well have the right to rescind the deal.
The last thing Inger wants to do is give Houston any credit for anything. But she says she's got to admit this foreclosure fiasco has helped her marriage some.
I think it did snap my husband around to prioritize. You know, that's what got us in it in the first place was his, you know, he wanted to throw the towel in and I didn't. Now he wants it. He wants to fight for the house. He wants to fix it. He wants to tinker. He wants to, you know, the goats and the chickens and the bird feeders and the, he wants to paint the kitchen. I'm just sorry it took jeopardizing it all to get there.
Well, actually, we want it more than ever now. I mean, there was a lot of problems with it, but now I want to fight to the end to keep it.
The Young's case is scheduled for next month. In the meantime, everything is on hold. Projects wait, half done. The Young's unsure whether to invest in something that might soon be lost. But there's one thing they can't wait on, the cordwood they need to heat the house this winter. They say they'll buy it, not because they're optimistic, but because they don't know what else to do. For NPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein in Concord, New Hampshire.